The Lazy Girl Guide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, it's time for the Lazy Girl Guide.
Don't look at me like that. Doesn't this remind you of that scene from Space Jam where the little mouse is like, and then he has this giant voice?
You need to leave.
You need your phone for this episode, and you're kicking it away.
Sorry.
Oh, wait.
Sorry about 30 seconds of Gig pretending like she is a boxing ring announcer.
Oh, in another life. I tell
you. Oh, you wouldn't be the ring girl. You would be the boxing.
Yeah. Who says you can't do both? As I'm walking across, looking like a hot bitch, I'm also speaking like a really deep baritone man.
Who says you can't be both?
Who's ready to rumble? How good would I be?
You'd be legendary.
Poor headphone listeners.
Sorry about it. Put your headphones down.
Anyway, let's like cut the chit chat. We're not here. Fuck spiders. Ha ha ha. Australian slang.
I've never heard that slang in my life.
Bullshit.
Whoa, you're in a swearing mood today, aren't you?
I am, sorry. But you've heard that. Everyone's heard that.
No.
Oh, you live under a
rock. But I would never want to do that, so.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're not here to waste time because this is actually part two of cringy things you did as a kid where we had people submit and we actually have so many. We barely got through any last episode because we were just chit-chatting.
We were in shock with it. They were so funny. So if you haven't checked that episode, please go check it out now. It's the one before this one. It's worth a listen. It's really funny.
It's really good. But it's
if we do say so ourselves. But
we've got more that are just funny as.
We have a whole.
We're getting now the ones. I feel like the next lot are like the ones that I'm like, ooh, we're really admitting everything.
Yeah. But we will start this episode off as per tradition, and that is.
A lazy moment of the week.
So,
Mariah, is that you?
Me and Giggs have a very similar lazy moment for the week, and we both have done this because life's like a bit hard at the moment, you know, like we're just exhausted characters and we're giving a lot of energy out to the world and we're just trying to, you know, reel it back in and take some time for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so what did you do the other night?
I went to bed. At 7:30 PM.
And you know what?
And I got up at 6. Like, it's not like I went to bed at 7:30 and I was getting up at 4.
No.
I literally got up at my normal time. I was just tired.
We're tired. We're tired people. And I did the same. Went to bed at one time at 8. And I woke up at my normal time. And you know what? I needed it.
I need it. It's nuts that when you're a kid, your parents are like, come on, it's 8 o'clock, time for bed. And you're like, that is so early. Like, let me live my life. And now I'm like, literally, yes. Get me
into
bed.
Ah, amen.
If my mum right now said, Gig, it's 8 o'clock, you got to go to bed, I'd be like, so true. Thanks, mum. You're a real one.
So true.
You're looking out for me. You really care.
thank you, mum.
Thanks, mum. Happy Mother's Day, mum.
Should have said that the last one, because technically.
Oh. Anyway.
Happy Mother's Day.
For next year, early. Anyway, let's get into it, because
it's actually. So where are we up to on.
So much. So we're up to this one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, you want to start? Not. Yeah, we are, because we did rapid fire.
No, dude, you've missed some.
No, I'm right.
You are right. I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
get into it.
Let me tell you. Okay, so wait, do we
give
we preface? A couple weeks ago we asked our Instagram followers to submit their most cringiest things they did as a kid, and we've got some funny ones to share.
Also, if you didn't listen to the first one, I think we already said it, but seriously, go back and listen so that you can just
have some context. Straight into it.
Yeah.
So our first submission for this part two says, in year one, I told my teacher that my dad died. The next day, she saw my dad in the front yard because we lived right next door to the school. So he, in fact, didn't die. Sometimes you have those moments of just...
Kids say the darnest things.
You know that meme, and it's like, I'm eating ice cream. And then the other one goes, my dad has diabetes. And you're like, Yes.
True.
Honestly, get the truth out of any kids because they'll tell you.
Just air out all family dirty laundry. Like,
I've heard some tea
know,
from some kids.
Yeah, literally.
All right,
if you want to know, that's where you got to go.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one says, I used to set my camera up with one of my friends and we would blast Adele and we would genuinely think we were good. We almost would have fights because the other wasn't trying hard enough.
Are they, do you reckon they're singing to Adele to the camera or they're just dancing to Adele?
Look, I actually have seen these videos and they are singing to Adele to the camera and, like, I'm surprised their voice didn't crack. They were trying so hard.
Oh,
it's little, so good.
You never know. There might be Adele's in the future Adele's.
Future Adele. Probably not. It definitely didn't sound anything like Adele. But you know what? You know when you were little and you would, like, hit a note and you'd be like, am I talented?
Yeah, that's
the
just triggered
always
me.
Yes.
I once sang for my mom, and it was just tucking me in at bed at night, and I said, Mom, do you think I'm a good singer? And she said, good night, sweetie. And she left the room.
Can I say though, for real, how do you, like, when, as a parent, how do you not, like, absolutely wet your pants laughing when your kids do things like this?
Yeah.
Like, because obviously you don't want to ruin their confidence, you know, if they're putting themselves out there, you want to be, like, supportive. But at the same time, how would you not be like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen and I can't wait to mock you when you're older?
Right? Aww.
Trauma.
I'd be the worst parent for that.
Okay, next.
What's the next one? So we had lots of eating ones. Let me skip past those.
We already said those. Okay.
I would send myself compliments on Ask FM and answer back to them, thank you. You know, that's like, I never did Ask FM, but.
I didn't either. Can I say I always had my suspicions that people were asking questions to themselves?
Absolutely. There's no way that. Some people had, like, lots of, like, questions that they were answering to, and I thought, dude, you're not that popular. Like, there's just no way that you
and,
can.
And some of them, too, were literally like, I love your eyelashes. Like, I love your. They were so, like, weird and
I
niche.
I love that little mole on your face.
And you're like, no one loves that mole. I love that mole. No, but literally, so funny. Okay, the next one says, wait, where are we? Okay. When I got my first mobile phone, I would walk past adults and pretend like I was on the phone to flex.
It's
know,
ridiculous.
This is just showing just, kids a pick me.
Yes.
Kids just want attention
yes.
in the weirdest ways. And that is how they just.
I know. But the thing is, like, do you think an adult looks at a kid and think, oh, they've got a phone? No. No one cares.
That's actually so true.
They've
they have
got,
such a warped sense of, like, what adults
own.
Think.
Yes.
I remember a friend of mine had all these fake phones.
Oh.
Like she used to get them from, shout out PJ, she used to get them
fake
from
phones.
Like phone shops, you know, the display ones that were fake when flip phones were like a thing.
Oh.
So she had all these fake flip phones. Like I'm talking like eight. Like she's
she,
so many of
she
them.
Steal
no,
them.
No, I don't know how she got them, but like they weren't stolen. But like she literally had, so many. And we used to like play, you know, like pretend and have all these fake flip phones. And God, it just added to the atmosphere. The ambience.
My friend Ellie, shout out, because we would go and this was like grade 7, grade 6, and we would catch the bus together home because she lived really close to me. So I would stay at her house until my mom picked me up. She, for protection, because, you know, we're catching the bus, her mum gave her a little Nokia phone.
Yeah.
And, but, like, it was in an era where a lot of the kids started getting iPhones.
Yeah.
And having a Nokia wasn't cool anymore. Like, that's kind of loserish to have a Nokia.
Mm.
So she would be like, when we got on the bus, the tradition was to text mum and say, on the bus, coming home. And she would make me cover her while she was texting on the bus because she didn't want anyone to see this little Nokia phone. And I just
and you
thought,
like, it would have taken forever too because you would have to sit there with the numbers and be like, O-N.
Yes, dude.
T. Like, you know, you got to wait. Kids these days will never know.
We
were on the end of it, so we barely know. But kids these days will never know.
No. Like, you would have for sure gotten, like, bullied if she had held that Nokia up.
Oh,
anyway.
That's so funny. Okay, the
sorry,
next
I have
one.
To say that one.
So, I love this next one so much.
This one really made me laugh. I was nervous about using my go-card for the first time. So I forced my mom to stand there and pretend to be the machine, and I would practice tapping my go-card against her palm. I'm just picturing.
That's the thing. Would she
picturing.
Make the noise? Would she
yeah.
make the noise? Beep. Error. I would mess with my kids so much. I would be like, all right, tap the card. And then I'd be like, like,
okay, what do you do now once it says insufficient funds?
The bus exploded because of your credit card. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God.
That would be so good.
You know who I wish did more submissions for this answering and whatever is parents, because I think
cringy things your kids do.
Like they would have so many, you know.
It's so good.
Read. You want to read this
you
one?
You do the next one. Okay. You do the next one.
Sorry, I just did one. You're hearing me two times over, guys. This one says, I made my little cousin go around the clothes hanger like it was some kind of roller coaster ride, to have her then fall and hit her head and have a unicorn bruise before her sister's birthday. And I will say, this little cousin was me.
I have been exposed.
I have been, you know, my older cousin Paris, who submitted this, thank you, Paris, we would hang, you know, those clotheslines that would go in a circle kind of thing? So you'd hang off the wire and she would spin us around. She would babysit us. Even though she's only a couple of years older, so it wasn't really wise. But she was, I was like six at the time. I was very young. And she would spin around, and obviously I fell off and hit my head, as you would. And she, I think she got into a lot of trouble.
That's so good.
Well, I'm sorry. Like, who lets that happen?
Literally. No, but you know what? It's like one of those things where you're like, do our parents see us doing these things and thought, yeah, they'll be right.
I think a lot of kids back in the day would say that. I think parents now probably wouldn't so much, but.
Because now kids, the parents of today will have these weird scars from like, yeah, this time I was hanging off the clothesline.
Yeah. All right, next one.
So do you want to do the next one? Because, okay, so we put them up on Lily's story and put them up on my story. So some of them relate more to Lil, some of them relate more to me. So do you want to do this next one as well?
This one, yeah. Okay, so it says, I danced like a stripper at my cousin's grade one birthday party, humping the air and everything. This again was my grade one birthday party.
And this was a boy cousin.
So this was my boy cousin. You know who you are. He, because I was really close, obviously younger. They were this kind of same age as my two boy cousins. And obviously grade one, I only had gals at the party. No boys allowed, but my two boy cousins were allowed to come. And I don't know what the hell they've been watching on Google, YouTube, whatever was
definitely
around
like
at the time.
Pussycat Dolls.
Surely. And he was dancing. We have video footage, and I'm going to bring it out on his wedding one day or something.
Yes.
He was dancing like a stripper. And I thought,
I see you.
I want to watch that now because it's just.
Up on that boat.
He was humping the air. And imagine little grade one humping the air. It's just inappropriate. Anyway.
So good.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, the next one. Sorry, I'm rapid fire through some of these.
No, we are.
We want to get them all in. There's
some good ones.
Okay, the next one says, I used to play Barbie mini games all day, every day, and I hope baby Chrissy is still kicking. Now, that's if you know, you know. If you played that Barbie game where it was like a baby and you had to like feed it and look after it and stuff, and it was called Baby Chrissy, I too hope she's still kicking.
Oh, I wish I was in on that one.
Actually,
I don't
this
know what
is like a three-parter.
Okay, go on.
Because then this one says, I used to, they obviously loved computer games and same. build a box around my Sims so that they would die off. Borderline psychotic.
Yes.
And that then borderline last one says, be sad that I didn't have a Club Penguin paid membership to buy a Puffle. And honestly,
I was jealous too.
Literally never felt that more. That was, that was the biggest criminal injustice of my childhood. Absolutely. I just wanted, if you were a kid who had a paid Club Penguin membership, like, what was it like to be God's favorite? Like, what was it like?
What do you mean you're, like, parents' favorite? That's
yeah, literally. Like, all I wanted. Like, how cool. And they had the cool igloos.
Yes, dude. Oh. Club Penguin was actually the bomb.com.
Literally, I wonder how much money the Club Penguin people made. Surely a lot.
It's actually still around to this day.
No, I thought it went offline. Why are we not playing it?
You have to download. It's not on Google anymore. You have to download the app.
No, seems.
Anyway.
Okay.
This one's another story. It says, I have to click into it, so give me a second. It said, when I was younger, I thought I could speak Japanese well enough.
This one's really good.
And I used to ask the Japanese exchange student every day how he was, and he would reply, 10. And I was like, maybe that's Japanese slang for good or something. But no. I was asking this poor child every day how old he was. And you know what? You're confident. You're confident when you're young.
You know what, though? It would have been one of these things where you're like, I'm a child prodigy. I can speak another language. Let me show off in front of everyone.
Thinking you can say konnichiwa. And yeah, it's like enough.
And you're like, look at me thrive. Everyone's jealous. I'm speaking Japanese to the Japanese kid.
Psych.
Every day. And you know what? Not even that. I'm polite. I'm polite as. I'm being like, how you going, bro?
How are you? I'm just 10.
And instead he's like, I'm 10. And I told you yesterday I'm 10, and I'm probably going to tell you tomorrow I'm 10.
As he did. He did. He told her every day.
Aww. Oh, my God. That's so good.
Thank you for your submission.
All right. Next one says, and you know what? People listening will be like, Gig, did you submit this one yourself? And no, I didn't. But I did do this. I used to perform at my parents' parties the scene from High School, the fabulous scene from High School Musical 2 in my bikinis.
That is a Gig submission.
Can I just say, actually, to add on to that, not only did I perform the fabulous scene, I, with some friends, actually reenacted the entire High School Musical 3. And we were all different characters. I was Troy. And we printed out tickets and stuff and made our parents sit there for like an hour. And we literally did all the musical numbers from High School Musical 3.
The theater production.
And I literally mean like all of them. Like I did a solo to Scream. Like there was my friend Sophie was Ryan. And honestly, Soph, you crushed Ryan. You know you did.
Who was Sharpay?
My friend Brittany was Sharpay. Her sister Emmy. No, Brittany was Gabriella. Her sister Emmy was Sharpay.
And I was Sharpay Troy. Would be Iflex because Sharpay was the worst.
Yeah. And then, everyone had a role. There were more of us and everyone had a role. And we fully did the entire thing. And honestly,
how do you feel being like 12, having a whole theater production behind you? Do you feel accomplished for life?
Look, that was one of many. So I feel like I have a whole repertoire. But if anything, I feel really guilty that my parents had to sit through that.
I know.
Like, I feel bad because that it would have been so long.
No, you know what you should feel bad about? Your kids one day. And you'll have to go sit through the exact same thing because your kids are going to be exactly like
you. That's karma. Yeah. That's karma and I deserve it. And I deserve it.
This one says, just says this, super tight, long tank tops from Super A.
Enough said. And those giant belts.
Yes, anything from Super A.
Over a tank top. Like, what are you trying to keep up? The tank top? No, because that's down by your waist. That's down by your hips.
Diva, all those stores with actually thebomb.com.
All right, the next one says, bite my own toenails.
Look, if you're flexible enough to do that, amen.
Like, yeah, that's kind of impressive.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
You know what my favorite was? Amongst the submissions,
yes,
we had a lot of, God, where do I start?
And it's just that.
And that's the whole sentence. That was it. I loved this person who said, I've been sitting here for 10 minutes to think of one thing, but honestly, my whole childhood is cringe.
Same. We all can relate, though, because it's honestly everything. Everything is just, like, embarrassing.
So funny.
One says, this was funny. I would embarrass my brother by not wearing underwear and lifted my dresses up in public. child nudity. What is happening?
That's so. It's funny because when you're a kid, you're like, haha, they're embarrassed. But like as an adult, you'd be like, oh my God, it's not embarrassing. This is actually dangerous.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jesus
Louises. Oh, I guess someone said, made my younger brother wee in a bottle and make magic potions.
That's foul. Sorry. That's actually disgusting.
Some people really thought, you know, because in mine I said, I want to know everything. And some people thought, bet.
I'm going to tell you. Sure.
Let's see how we go.
You shouldn't have admitted that. You shouldn't have let that puppy slip out of the mouth, I tell you. That's disgusting. That's absolutely foul. Bought the whole Glee collection from JJ's.
I'd do it again. Pow, pow, pow. Man, Glee was problematic.
Yeah, but Glee should have stopped at season, like, 3.
When they graduated, it should have been it.
I know.
Like, the college years were not it.
No. When they went to New York and stuff.
Oh, like, didn't care anymore. But you know what? Like, I remember when that JJ's collection came out and I was like, oh, I want something.
Really? I don't remember. I just remember when Glee came out. It was the big, like.
I remember watching it being like, I don't know if I should be watching this.
Right? Because it would play at like 9 at night. And when shows were on at that time, it was you like, weren't allowed to watch
I wasn't
them.
Really old enough, yeah. But I'm watching it. And it dealt with some like serious stuff.
It did. Well, while they were singing like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Slay for you.
What's the where they got drunk? Blame it on alcohol.
Oh my god, so inappropriate.
And then they threw up.
Yes. Oh. And then we're drunk at school the next day.
Yeah, they were all hungover. I'm that actually is so dead. Funny.
So bad.
Okay, wait, next one says awkward year 8 and year 9 photos where you have your leg up on your friend and think it's so hot.
So hot, honestly, I bet you.
And were. Having that messy top knot bun.
And doing like the
open yeah, mouth. Yeah, yeah, the face. Open mouth, like, ah, like I'm wild. I'm ah, like I'm raw.
Because you know why? Because probably.
Raw XD.
Year 8, year 9, probably had your first camera, like on a little phone, like a little, like one of those
digital camera. Digital camera.
So you're probably thinking, like, yeah.
Like I'm wild. Like I want people to know I'm wild. And like behind the scenes, being like, "Hey, mom,
can I borrow your
eyeliner?"
Yeah.
Wow.
This was a submission, but I could relate to this because I did this all the time. When you find an exercise vid on YouTube and you're doing it in your room, but your parents walk in on you.
Yeah, that was a good, that's like yours. It's that person. I'm like, you accidentally like, I feel that spiritually.
And it's like, good for you. You're doing exercise, but do you feel this like sort of like embarrassment slash like, oh my God, I can't believe they've just seen
literally,
me do that.
And yeah. And then they go like, what are you doing? And you're like, nothing.
Nothing. While you're like sweating.
Like, yeah, you're so sweaty. Why are you so sweaty?
Yeah. It's look suspect, but it's like, it's innocent, but
so funny.
You feel embarrassed.
It's a little bit like sad too, because like I remember I look at those videos because I'd be feeling chunky as a kid.
It's
and then I do those videos and when mum would walk in and be like, what are you doing? And I don't want to be like, I feel chunky, so I'm like exercising. Like you can't say that.
I feel chunky.
I feel chunky. I fucking love chunky.
I feel chunky. Imagine saying to your mum, I feel chunky.
I feel like my my kid said that to me, I'd actually start laughing, which would ruin their confidence even more.
But like, yeah, you are chunky.
You are chunky, but it's okay. Chunky but funky. I want to get that tattooed. Chunky but funky. Okay, I feel like we're ending on a high. We're ending on a high note. This one,
guys,
sorry.
Find this you need
so
to sit
funny.
Down for this one. This is a really good one.
This is the last one. This one says...
It's foul. It's foul.
This one says, I did it. It's okay, no.
This shouldn't have been okay, submitted, wait. I think.
I think it's awesome. Okay, give me a minute.
Recoup.
I did a poo so big, Dad had to use a coat hanger to cut it into pieces, and then it goes full stop. No legit. Full stop. I was 6. Full stop.
What are you eating at 6 years old?
That's like... How did that come out of you? That's the concerning part.
You must have a high fiber diet. That's age. That's her.
You should be, if that was your kid, you should be proud. You should be like, look at you go.
Jeez.
Look at you eating your fibrous foods.
Fibrous foods.
Your 5 fruit and 4 veg or whatever it was. No, it was 5 veg and 2 fruit.
That's like a definition of a healthy child.
It's so funny. Wow. Man.
I had a really good time this episode. I hope you guys did
Man.
As well.
You know what? Like, to the people out there who submitted... Thank you so much
for
sharing that with us, because that brought me so much joy.
It did. It did. It brought me joy too.
So much joy. I hope people listening it's brought them so much joy, because it was so funny.
Look, it's a carefree app. We're here to make you laugh and to have a smile on your face. While are you going to work at the moment? Are you at the gym? Are you on a run?
Are you on a hot girl walk? Are you lying in bed living your best lazy life?
Are you... Getting ready for the morning?
I don't know what you're doing.
But we hope that we put a smile on your face as you've been doing
and you know what? We hope it's one of those things where you're like, that's so funny, but I am a little bit disturbed.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious, a little bit disturbed.
And look, if you have any suggestions of some submissions that you want to give in and
this was kind of fun.
Other people's submissions, I think that's a really good one when you can, it kind of gives you comfort because you're like, actually, I wasn't so bad as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because someone's worse than me.
Someone's worse than me or, oh, I did that too.
Yeah.
Which, it's you know, fun. We all just want to belong somewhere. So it's really nice to know that there's a community out there. The Lazy Girl community is here to be weird and gross and epic.
Absolutely, absolutely foul.
And like we said last episode, you know, that cringy child is still in you.
Let it out, guys.
Let him shine. Let him shine.
This little child in yarn, y'all gonna let it shine.
You couldn't remember the words partway through that, could you? See? Really let that cringy child shine. And you're all probably logging off now because that was really cringy to listen to.
Hey! You bet.
You know what? For every cringy child is a sibling who cringed so hard they pulled a muscle.
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to log off. We're about to eat lunch.
Yeah, I'm starving.
We hope you have a fabulous day, guys.
Live, laugh, lazy.
Live, laugh, lazy. As always. And
stay lazy.
And big do big poos. No.
No.
Stay lazy and...
Let that cringy child shine.
We said that last time.
But I really mean it. Fine. Stay lazy and enjoy your lunch.
Yes.
Whether that's upcoming lunch tomorrow because it's night time.
Yes.
Or it's lunch, you're on your lunch break now. Or it's lunch in the morning and you got lunch coming up.
A couple hours away.
Enjoy lunch. Lunch is my favorite meal because it's like the middle of the day and you can you can kind of eat any kind of food. Like every in the morning, everyone's like, you have to eat breakfast foods. And at night, it's like you have to eat dinner foods. But lunch, it's like, you know what? Have whatever you want.
Literally.
But also don't live in those restraints. You can eat whatever you want at any time of the day. Like if you want eggs for dinner, have eggs for dinner. If you want steak for breakfast, have steak for breakfast. Live your life.
Live your life.
Anyway, sorry. We should have wrapped up so much longer ago, but I really had to share that.
All right. Okay.
Live, laugh,
I've got to stop being from rambling. Bye, guys.
And enjoy your lunch. Stay lazy and enjoy your lunch.